Hey, welcome back. Steve here with Teaching, Learning, Leading, K-12. And this is episode 72, where I'm going into looking at classroom management. Teaching tip number one, do you have too much stuff? And what I'm going to focus on is you got to take a look around that classroom because it may be helping cause some of your behavior problems. Think about it. Enjoy.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, I just wanted to talk a little bit today. It's just me going solo here. And I got a teaching tip for you that deals with classroom management. And it simply goes along these lines. If you're having some issues with behaviors in the classroom, I got a question for you. Do you have too much stuff? I know, it sounds like a silly idea, but take a step back and look at how many chairs you have, how many desks you have, how many kids you have, and how much stuff you have. Now, I'm a pack rat. I always have been. And as a classroom teacher, I got even worse at it because you never knew when you might need something for that project or something for that activity. And in my case, I taught world history and several other histories, and I had them build a puppet stage that had big 4x8 sheets of plywood used and stuff like this. So I had these sections of a puppet stage that took up a section of the classroom, and I had tables, filing cabinets, desks, stuff. I even had a kiddie pool one time that someone gave me and said, hey, I thought you might be able to use this because you use all these different props when you teach. I had that in there too. What about you? Do you have a lot of stuff in your class? You know, it's funny, when I started teaching, it's funny now, it wasn't then, but I taught in a system where at the time they weren't supposed to have more than 32 in a classroom. And let me tell you, most of my classes were somewhere between 35 and 38 kids. Matter of fact, I celebrated when even just two kids were absent, because it suddenly felt like, whoa, I don't have 38 kids anymore. I've got 36. This is so much better. Now, I got to tell you, especially if it was the right kids, those kids who really got your attention all the time or could get on your last nerve type of thing easily, when they were gone, it felt like you just had 15 kids in that class. But having a classroom with that many kids in it and that many desks meant that I couldn't have lots of extra stuff, because you need to be able to move the desk around. You need to be able to, for the kids to move around, you need to be able to move around. You can't be isolated in the class. You can't just stand at the front. And the kids need to be able to move around. And today's world, they've got book bags that make them look like paratroopers, because they have everything in them. Have you seen tennis bags and lacrosse bags and softball bags? Oh, you name it, they got them. So take a look at your room. And what I'm going to talk about in looking at if you have too much stuff is that I want you to think about something before I get into these three aspects of your classroom that I have. First of all, sometimes behaviors in a classroom can be instigated simply because, and not only instigated, can be exacerbated, simply because there are too many people in the classroom, too much furniture, too much stuff, and people get on each other's nerves just like that. Or just like that. And it happens. I mean, think about it. Why do people get in arguments when they're on the subway and there's too many people? Or on the bus and there's not enough seats? Or in a crowded hallway? Or you're standing in a queue line at some movie or at a theme park or something? Or for a movie that's just come out and you can't wait and everybody's crowding in? Well, the reason why you get irritated is because you feel your space being compromised and you get people are on top of you. Ah! Well, kids have the same problems. And for some reason, we don't think anything of it. So in today's teaching tip, what I want to have you look at is that maybe the stuff you have in the classroom is helping to make the behaviors a little more difficult, to make the behaviors a little more out there. Maybe the fact that you don't have enough space in the classroom to actually move around is making the kids get on each other's nerves. So here are three aspects of the classroom that you really need to examine and see if they have any negative impact on the kids' behaviors in your class. Because after all, if there's something as simple as moving some furniture around and getting rid of something like a kiddie pool might help, do it. So here we go. Three aspects of the classroom that you need to take a look at in case they're impacting in a negative way the behaviors of the kids. Number one, first, it's just flat out simple. Do you have too much furniture? Come on now, take a look. I remember those days. I was a pack rat, man. If you saw three chairs at the end of the hallway and, you know, you might need those three extra chairs once in a while, you kind of watch them for a week. If they're still there at the end of that week, you go, hey, finders keepers, they're mine. Boom. Suddenly they're in your classroom. Now, come on. Some of you did that, right? I know. I got to tell you, I did that. And it wasn't necessarily with chairs. But in those days when I had all those kids in classes, I often didn't have enough desks. So I made sure that I went and found, mind you, extra desks. And they appeared in my classroom. How about tables? Always need a workspace. Need some extra tables because it'd be great to have a tabletop so that they could spread out when they're working on stuff. I did lots of projects and hands-on activities. Well, it's always great to have tables for them to glue and paste and make maps and do different things like that. For those puppet stages, make puppets. Yeah. So finding those tables, guess what? You put too many tables in your classroom, it's hard to get around. So take a look around in your class because it's neat to have cool stuff like a recliner or a couch or a coffee table or a beanbag chair. But at the same time, do you have the type of classroom that allows you to have that type of stuff plus the desks? Or should what you really be doing is getting rid of the desks and just bringing in that type of unique furniture so that it's easier to move around? What about other furniture? I observed in a classroom not too long ago at a middle school science classroom, and I think the teacher had found every extra bookcase that ever existed known to man and put them in the classroom. And what it did was it created these weird little hallways in the classroom. Now, they weren't super tall. They were short. So, you know, they were probably about 3 feet, 4 feet tall. But it was funny because it was kind of like shrubbery. You know, it's like having hedges made of wood and created these little aisleways. Well, that made it difficult for the kids to move around. That same teacher had extra lab tables and stuck them in there and crammed all the kids together in their desks in towards the middle of the classroom. And granted, she didn't have 38 kids, but she had somewhere around 25 to 27 and crammed into a smaller space so that she could make way for all those bookcases and all those tables. And there actually was an extra lab station in there. Well, guess what? That put kids on, you know, basically bumping into each other. And not only that, tripping over each other's book bags. And not only that, getting irritated with each other, especially on those hot days when the air conditioning doesn't work exactly like it's supposed to. Ah! Yeah, that's when the kids start doing things like, he's touching me, leave me alone. Hey, he's talking to me, he's staring at me. Would you stop staring at me? She's looking at me. She just made a mistake there because she bumped into me and didn't even say she's sorry. You ever heard those words? Well, if you got too much furniture, you're going to have stuff like that happen. So this Friday, well, you don't have to wait till Friday, but the great thing about Friday is that you have a weekend, so you could actually get in there and mess around with it. But this Friday, after all the kids leave, Take a few minutes before you leave and just look at your classroom. Bring one of your colleagues in and say, "Do I have too much furniture in this classroom?" You know, if you're ready for real feedback, you're probably going to get it from somebody who's going to say, "You know, I've been meaning to tell you, you got too much stuff, man." So number one is, do you have too much furniture? Number two is, look at the actual arrangements of the seats, the desks, the chairs. Have you set them up in a way in which you've created straight long rows where it's very deep? You have 6, 7, 8 deep. And you stand at the front of the classroom and you have kids at the very back of the classroom. You know, that may work for, needing to test so that you could stand and look and see, make sure people aren't looking off each other and stuff like that. But for most regular classes, the problem with that is that it's hard to get down the rows. You have kids so far in the back and so far in the front and this long middle that it's difficult to know whether the kids are paying attention or not. And depending on how big your classroom is, if you have to push those rows together, then you may not be able to walk between them. So you can't walk among the kids. So you got to take a look at the actual arrangement of the furniture. Could you do it a different way? Instead of having those long rows, could you put it into a circle or into pods? You know, pods, what I mean by that is like move 4 desks together. So 4 students sit together. You create little pods across the room, which make it easy for you to move in and out around them as well as the kids to do the same. But if you have them in those straight rows, you can't do that. How about, if you do put them into a circle, that allows you to rearrange your furniture any number of different ways. And that's something I encourage you to take a look at as well. Have you shoved a whole bunch of kids into one corner of the room? Or are you really using the space? Some teachers create like a horseshoe shape. So that way there's not deep rows. What happens is the teacher is able to come into the horseshoe and see kids on either side. And the deepest the row is maybe you have 3, but usually it's just 2 kids deep. Now, there's a possibility. It just depends on what you're doing and what you have in that classroom. And hopefully your furniture is not nailed to the floor. That would be a nightmare. Let's say you don't have desks. How about tables? Well, arrange the tables so that it's easy to get between them. Don't put too many kids at a table because then you're just creating the same problem. They all have to get elbow space. And especially, you got to feel for the left-handed kids because they got too many kids sitting next to them who aren't left-handed. You're going to have some problems there too because they're going to be all over each other. So in taking a look at this sort of thing, if the way you have your classroom arranged or the furniture that's in there, just looking to see if you have too much stuff, 3 aspects of that classroom arrangement that you need to look at. Number one, do you just have too much stuff? Number two, the actual arrangement. Could the arrangement be making it difficult for you to teach? Because you have deep rows, it's hard to get back there. And so kids, there's such a thing as barrier space. The idea that because there's lots of stuff between me and you, I'm safe. You can't tell that I'm actually not doing my work. If I say something that I shouldn't say, you may not even know who said it. That's barrier space makes people feel safe. Adults do this too. And so the way you've got it arranged may encourage off-task behavior, and not only off-task behavior, but, behavior that's just not warranted, that's going to lead to issues of you even being able to control the class. The actual arrangement of the furniture lends itself also to, if you can't get around the room, if they can't get around the room, it doesn't help you in doing projects and activities. You want them to be able to mingle and to be able to talk and to work on activities with space. So if number one in my 3 aspects of the classroom that may need to be examined because it's negatively impacting the behaviors in your room, if number one is too much furniture, and number two is the actual arrangement of the seats, desks, and chairs, number three is, what is the focus of the classroom? What is the focus of the kids? And what I mean by that is not the content. I mean the actual way that you have it set up. Have you made it so that because of the way you stand or where most of their attention needs to be, like you have a smart board and they focus that way, have you made it so that the most off-task kid is actually smack dab in the front, right there? And so if you stand at a podium, is that kid right there in front of you so that when that kid gets off-task, he is bingo, right on stage. Boom, turn on the lights. Oh, I'm now in the spotlight. What shall I do today? First, I'll have a tap dance. Ta, 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 ta. Then I'll sing a song. If you put kids right there where you keep the other kids focused, you have put them on stage. You have given them carte blanche to be the center of attention. I visited a classroom one day where I was trying to help the teacher with some suggestions about how to be better at managing the behaviors in her classes. And one of the things I noticed was that right up front, she hung out. First of all, this is a mistake, but she stayed at the front behind a podium, and she had moved this kid right in front of the podium who made noises. I'm not talking, this wasn't a Tourette's issue or something like this. This kid just made truck noises. He was in seventh grade, man. He had no special challenges. He was just trying to see if she would ever do anything about it, which that was a whole other issue. But he was right there in front. Right smack dab in front where everybody's looking. The focus of the kids was on him. No wonder why he made those noises, because she wasn't doing anything about it. And by not doing anything about it and having him right there, everybody's focus was on the truck man. Now, another problem is that if you put that podium or you like to stand at the front, which once again, I got to tell you, don't get stuck in one place. And if you're there for too long, that means that you really got to take a look at how you plan, because you're killing them and they're going to want to duct tape you and put you to the, you know, tape you to the ceiling type of thing. You need to have more activities. But if you face them so that everybody's faced towards the door, then anytime someone comes to the door, everybody's attention is on that person, which means no instruction takes place. Do you get what I'm talking about? Look around the room. Look at how you have the focus of the class. Do you spend a lot of time? You know, way back when, there was a thing called an overhead projector, and a lot of teachers would get stuck at the overhead. They would write on the slides, and they would stand there, and they would just write on them, or they would make sure they came back and forth to them. Well, the modern version of that is that you've got a PowerPoint or something like this that you get stuck next to changing the slides. Or you've got a smart board, and instead of letting the kids use it, you're up there using that smart board or Promethean board, interactive board, whatever type you got. So you got to think, if you're stuck like that, do you have some kids who should not be right there because all eyes are on them? And if all eyes are on them, that means that you are in for trouble. Yes, you are. So once again, in this teaching tip today, I wanted to focus you on looking at kids' behaviors and managing them. Because keep in mind, what we're talking about here is managing behaviors, not disciplining behaviors. Because if you're so focused on the idea of disciplining, the idea that I'm going to make you do this, well, eventually you're going to run into something that's kind of like this. The idea, I don't know if you've ever seen that old pirate flag that lots of tourist spots will have bunches of these things, and you have the Jolly Roger, the skull and crossbones, arr, matey, it be time to walk the plank. And underneath it is a little sign that says, the beatings will continue until morale improves. Well, that's what it's like when you try and discipline them into doing what you want. I'm going to suspend every one of you. I'm going to get you all sent to the assistant principal. You will do as I say, or else. And the kids know that, well, you're not going to throw me out the window, and there's, you can't do too many really bad things to me, so go ahead, let's see you try it. Well, that's the problem. You kind of draw a line in the sand, and there's some kids who want to cross that line to see if you're going to do anything about it when they cross it. Well, what you're really trying to do is you're trying to manage their behavior. You're trying to do the things that are going to get them to want to do the right thing in the class. And that comes from developing relationships, and also it comes from you being proactive. Looking at your classroom, the way it's set up, that's one of the ways of managing their behaviors. If you're not proactive and you've crammed all this stuff into the classroom and you've not looked at it, well, you get what you get. And part of it's going to be kids getting on each other's nerves, pushing and shoving, tripping, getting mad at each other. So once again, my three aspects of the classroom setup that you need to look at closely to see if there's any negative impact are, number one, do you have too much stuff? Do you have too much furniture? Period. Are they all crammed into a little bitty space? Number two, the actual arrangement of the seats, desks, and chairs. Do you have these deep rows? Do you have it so that you can't actually supervise kids? Do you have it where they feel like they're safe and protected because they're far, far away from the teacher? And number three, What about the focus of the kids, the focus of the classroom? Do you get stuck in one area and you've actually moved a kid who gets off task a lot and you've put him right there next to you? And now, the spotlight comes on and they are on stage. La la la. Ready to sing a song or do a tap dance or entertain with today's monologue. You know what I'm talking about. So I challenge you, this week, take time after school. Stop, look at your room, and say, do I have too much stuff? Is my room arranged in such a way that it's creating me problems? And number three, is the focus such that I've actually made it so that the off-task kids are the focus of the other kids? Food for thought. This has been Teaching Tip Number 1, focused on classroom management. Do you have too much stuff? I challenge you, take a look at your class, and you can make a positive impact on the behaviors of the kids. It's all about managing. Have an awesome day. Thanks for listening.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.